Blog Talk Radio.
Game blouses. That's who you had, Prince?
No, I'm just saying I was pretty clean.
Oh, yeah.
I was pretty clean.
Who's a character you came up with?
Oh, I was going to go with Wesley Snipes, man, and White Man Can't Jump.
Oh, I said him. I already said that name, yeah.
I know, and I said, yeah, that's who I would go with.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm going to have to go with Leon from from Above the Rim.
Leon was nice, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, I just...
I can't hate on either one. You know what I mean?
No, you really can't.
So, yeah, straight like that, though.
All right, so now we got that out the way. Have you been following any basketball the past couple of weeks since we did the last show?
You talking about NBA?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I have. I watched a couple of games. I've been watching Russell Westbrook just ball out. I've been watching a lot of that. What else I've been watching? I watched my man, and this is crazy I'm saying this. You know how I am. Like, you know, I can't stand Northwest sports fans in general and most specifically Portland Trailblazer fans. But I'm not a hater of the team, and I'm not a hater of the players, and I actually like Wesley Matthews, and seeing him go down with that Achilles was kind of lame. I thought that was lame.
Yeah.
I think that injury is just a really nasty injury. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't wish that against nobody. Like, I remember when Chauncey Billups, when it happened with him, man, it just seemed like he didn't ever really come back. You know what I'm saying? Like he just didn't have that same explosiveness that he had always had. And I know he got his. It was a little, you know, he was a little older when his happened. But, you know, he was still, I feel like, in his prime when it happened. So.
Right.
But But yeah, man. And then other than that, I see that Cleveland is balling out of control, which is crazy because we talked about it before, I'm sure. But it's like, man, I just didn't expect for them to. I know they added some pieces and all that, but damn, it just seemed like they're trying to really
get
to it.
Well, you got LeBron. I mean, LeBron is going to be. He's going to get you to the conference, at least close to the championship.
He'll do that.
Well,
East.
You know what?
West, no.
No, because I believe in the West, they would still be playoff contenders. If not,
you're not going to get. Oh, on what team? You're not going to. In the West, they would be?
Yeah. See, all right, well, here's the question. Yeah.
How many games would they win in the West? You got to win 60. You got to win 60 to even make the playoffs in the West.
Well, what I mean.
Come on,
look,
bro! Don't we not gonna compare conferences though? That's nothing to talk about. That's not even close. I mean, anybody would tell you that? Come on now. The East? Come on now. I'm willing to give them their spec and give them their due, but who are they playing against? There's not even a second Eastern Conference team, really.
Oh, so
I
Atlanta Hawks, the best record or tied for the best record in the league, to count?
I've already put mine out there for the Atlanta Hawks, and I put, you know, legitimate money on it. You know, yeah, they're going to win a lot of games in the regular season. They're not going to do ish in the playoffs. Not happening.
What is not doing ish? So making it to the conference finals not ish, or it is ish?
You just said they just used. They're getting that same word that you just used, contender, that they're a legit contender. No, they're not. They're not a legit contender.
So if they make it to the Eastern Finals, that's good then, according to you.
No,
because you said, well, you just said they won't do ish in the playoffs. To make it to the finals, I mean, you won two rounds.
Contender for what? To make the Eastern Conference Finals? Is that what they play for?
I'm going by what you said. You said.
They're not a championship contender. That's what I thought we were talking about.
Well, I was going by what you said. You said they wouldn't be edge, and now you meant, you basically meant they're not going to the championship. Is that what you meant?
They're not going to win the East like everybody's trying to say. They're going to win a bunch of games, but they're not going to win the East. And here's the other kicker. I'll throw this out there, too. They may not make it out the second round. How about that?
Well, I think they can make it to the finals, Eastern Finals. I have – the reason I didn't say championship is because I believe the Cavs are going to win. Now, if the Cavs weren't there, then I would put them right there, if that makes sense. That's the only reason I didn't say championship contenders, because I believe the Cavs are going to handle business. Or they
handle
should.
Business. Win the championship?
No, win the East.
Win the East, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, so we're in agreement there. I mean, I think that's
yeah.
a no-brainer.
Well, that's the only reason I'm saying that the Hawks won't do anything is because, if the Cavs weren't there, I think Atlanta would make it to the finals. And tell you the truth, I think they can beat the Cavs. I know people don't think they'll give them two games, but I'll give them at least two.
You know what? Here's the deal. Okay, who out of the starting five on the Cavs I'm not going to even say won a championship because that would be stupid. Who has even played in an Eastern Conference final out of anybody on the Hawks?
You said Cavs.
Sorry,
but,
I meant Hawks.
Oh, you meant
the
Hawks.
Hawks.
Nobody, not that I can think of.
Oh, wait, exactly. And when's the last time we've seen a Cinderella team, which is what they are, a Cinderella team do anything in the NBA? Who wins in the NBA? We always talk about this. Seasoned veterans,
well,
right? That's who NBA,
well,
right?
Well, it's only one seasoned veteran on the Cavs. He's that raw. He is
talking about
that raw.
Not a player. Not one player. I'm talking about teams.
Yeah, but you got LeBron and the Cavs going to the finals, but you only basing off of one dude, right?
Because they're in the East, and because they
because
they got LeBron. That's the other caveat. Got LeBron, so I thought we were in agreement on that.
Right, but from the direction it sounded like you was going, that the Hawks don't have any seasoned veterans that have been to the finals, and I'm like, well, the Cavs only got one. Everybody else is one round losses and stuff. And, you got Cal Corver, you got Al Horford, Elton Brand, Millsap.
Yep.
You got some good long-time players in the league.
You got a bunch of undersized guys also.
But they play tough. So
I didn't say they didn't play tough. I would also tell you this, though. On a team in the NBA, you would agree, more than any other sport, it's about talent. And if you have superstars, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you got the best player in the league. Obviously, we said that. But then you go down the line, and you talk about people who've been in high-pressure playoff situations, and then you got people who are just flat-out talent, right? So you got your Kyrie Irving, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got your size with this new dude that they picked up, the big white boy, right? And then you got, obviously, Kevin Love, right? I just think that when we see what we see, it's easier for – I mean, look at the old Cavs teams, how far they got with just LeBron. I mean, you said it. I think we both are closer on – agreement that, yeah, we know why Cleveland's going to do what they're going to do, and they're probably better than any other team that he's been on when he was in Cleveland, I think. But
yeah. As
for the – I think the Hawks are a great story. I think they're super talented. Obviously, they've won a ton of games. I just think, and we always get back to this, playoff basketball, half-court basketball. We're not running and gunning. All that's going to be done. It's who can score when the clock's running down. You see what I'm saying? Talent. That's all I'm saying with when it comes to those two teams. Now, they make it out the second round, I think that would be pretty big for them in the first year. It's not like we've seen this before. It's not like anybody could have predicted this. That's all I'm saying with the Hawks. I think they may be a bit of a flash in the pan. That's all. That's all I'm
saying. Okay, well, before I jump to this call, I wasn't worried that the Cavs would get better. I know a lot of people said, oh, look, they got problems. But we know sometimes you have all these teams that are just put together with different stars, and it could take a while. I just like to refer, and it was only 10 years ago, that the Pistons was made the same way, just a whole bunch of names here and there. I mean, they were undersized just as much. You can't compare them. What?
How could you compare the 04 Pistons to the Hawks? How do you even compare those parts? Are you
kidding
me?
Did they not come out of nowhere? It's the same thing. They came out of nowhere.
They didn't come out of nowhere. They just were newly assembled good parts. That's the difference.
Right.
They didn't have, per se, a superstar, but they had a bunch of really good players that had already been.
And that's what I'm saying with the Hawks.
Rasheed Wallace. Rip Hamilton, Chauncey Billups, Tayshaun Prince, they were long and strong. Come on, man. Don't compare them to the Atlanta Hawks of 2015, bro. You're doing them a disservice as a basketball
fan. Be careful when you say you're comparing the team. I'm trying to say the aspect of what they did. But let me take this call because someone's been on hold. He's been on hold for a minute. 510, you on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's up, dog?
Okay. I was going to give y'all some facts real quick. I want to say Kyle Korver has been in the Eastern Conference Finals before with the Bulls. I want to say Cephalosha, he's either with the Cavs, not with the Cavs, but with the Thunder, or with the Bulls in the Eastern Conference Finals, right? So they got picks on that team, so you can't take nothing from them.
Well, is that all?
That's it.
Okay. Well, those are good points.
I don't know. Elton Brand might have been a role player on another team.
I think you're right about Korver, and I think you're right about Cephalosha. I think you're right about both of those. But is that it?
Yeah, and Elton Brand. But don't quote me on that.
Elton Brand was a Clipper. Couldn't have happened then. But you know what? You might be right. He might have made it to a playoff or.
No, was he on Memphis when they went deep?
No, he was on Dallas.
I don't think Brown was.
Okay.
He was on Dallas.
Okay, see? So they got a couple of vets. That's how I'm going to call it and give y'all some facts. Right? You know, I don't want y'all looking crazy.
You're right. Hey, and you're right.
I said that, though. Don't think I didn't say that already.
And then the reason I called in with those facts is because, like, you know, I love my Golden State Warriors, and they might make the Western Conference Finals, and they don't have anybody that's been there before, but can't take that from.
You know what though? But they are seasoned. You know, I'm gonna sit here and just your Warriors for you, but you're right. They don't have anybody that's been there before. But what do they have? They have crazy talent.
Okay.
They have crazy talent. They have two. Okay. One of them, you have this that is a no-brainer. He's a superstar. He's probably a top five player now in the league. And
best backcourt league. Arguably best backcourt league. Arguably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So in my mind, I don't know. I feel like, you know, they're a jump shooting team, so that was different. I don't have them winning the West myself. You know, since you bring it up, I'll tell you. No, because of that reason. Not because of experience, but because of that. Because as soon as they go cold, that's the end of their series. And as soon as they go cold at home and lose a game, that's the end of their series. Whether it be
the playoffs is all about the post. The playoffs is all about the post, back to the basket. They still got Bogut and David Lee, so they can't go that route.
Now, you're not going I know you don't expect Bogut to make it through a full playoff series without being injured. Come on now.
No. I expect him to stay healthy until the Western Conference Finals, and that's all we need him for.
Yeah, that's asking a bit much. I know you're a Warriors fan, but let's just a bit much. He probably won't make it to the regular season.
But do you agree with Charles Barkley that they're a small team? I don't think they're a small team.
No,
he said they play small. He said they play small.
Okay.
Small team means that you're a jump shooting team. Okay, that's fine. I can agree with that. But no, they're not a small team physically. But they do. I mean, they play. They're a jump shooting team at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And they live and die with the three. And usually, I mean, when's the last time we seen a? I mean, the Spurs are an anomaly. They shoot the hell out the three, right? But they also play team basketball, and they can score it anyway. It's just crazy because they make a ton of threes.
Okay.
They're not the same team as the Warriors. I want to see the Warriors fall out. I like watching them play. So
I'll tell you what. I would like the Spurs, the Thunder, to make that 8 seed. And I'd like to watch Warriors versus Thunder.
I actually read an article today that it said the Warriors were still running out the building.
No, I don't think you guys would lose. I think that would be a good series to watch.
Oh, no, I believe it'll go seven.
No, I don't even think that because you don't never – well, it might. It depends on which Westbrook, because Westbrook is on his little – he's on his tear right now, and he's going to wear Stephen Curry out.
You see his month, 40 – what was it, 40 and 11 and 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unreal is what it is.
But they're not even winning all them games.
It don't matter.
He's not getting enough credit for what he's doing.
Not at all.
That's because they don't like his attitude. He got the attitude we like that we watched growing up, the killer attitude, and the world had moved on, so y'all need to move on too.
Exactly. I don't know if anybody's seen this. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, besides that, I know the Spurs are like fighting for third or fourth, but I think playoff time, I got the Spurs, and then it's a tie between Memphis and Warriors on who's going to go to the finals.
Yeah, I have to agree. They're going to have to just go on and let me down because I'm not done picking against them. They're just going to have to let me down. The Spurs, I will not do that again.
The Spurs are about as dead as the Niners are.
You know, a lot of y'all said that, just like Cold Feast. Y'all count them out, and you know, because they look all faulty during the season. But again, playoff time comes.
No,
they're right back
that's
to the Spurs.
I'm not saying. I'm not counting them out. I won't do that anymore. I stopped doing that a while ago.
Some scrub took Duncan to the rack, and I was just so like, because you know we grew up with Duncan. I don't know if we're getting old, but the way somebody
we getting old too.
Yeah. If somebody took Duncan to the rack, I'm like, that's not gonna work in the playoffs. Like he can't allow that.
Well, do you believe he will? Because he doesn't go – they don't go hard in the season. I don't know if you noticed, but their regular season is trash the last 4 years. Not trash, but, you know,
that's
not what
too.
You ex- – and then
you know
all
what
of a sudden
doing?
In the playoffs, resting.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And all they got to do is get a ticket. All they need to do is get in the dance. If they get in, watch your ass.
But, then, you know, it's funny, the West is not even that strong this year because, you know, we don't have the Legends as a powerhouse. The Spurs are getting old, and the Warriors are a jump-shooting dominant team.
I don't care what nobody say. If Howard comes back healthy, I believe they're contenders again.
Who?
He's a role player. You can't necessarily say that because if they build chemistry without him, he's going to have to adjust back to that chemistry, right?
Right, but he's a defensive present that your boy Harden has been missing out on.
At what point do we call it what it is? At what point do we call it what it is with him?
I'm not saying he's not
a champion. He doesn't have a champion's heart.
About his defensive presence. You can say what you want about him. He's still someone you would want down there protecting the rim and grabbing rebounds. That's what he does.
Are you saying he's the only one on that team that does that?
There's no one else on that team that does that.
Exactly. So that's a good addition for them. If they're playing this good now without them, now all of a sudden they get someone that can play.
Well, now,
Josh team get, can't have one dude playing defense, E. I don't care if he is 7 feet.
No, he's 6'9". But Josh Smith has been the running for defensive player of the year before, hasn't he? Has he not?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he might have been, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know if we can even.
We shouldn't bring
up Josh Smith.
You know what? He's just one of those guys. All the talent in the world, but a head case.
So what did you get?
But my point being is they can have a defensive front. He don't even start, but they could, you know?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think, like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that that's their mentality. And I'm talking from the coach down. I don't see that.
You definitely want to go playoff series without a strong point guard. I don't care what James Harden is doing. Without a strong point guard, you are not winning the playoff series.
I just don't see. I've never seen that. Was that McHale? Is he still coaching?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. What's crazy is because it should be, but they never have resembled anything. And then the parts that they put together haven't resembled anything that's going to be a defensive team. I mean,
and then neither
one of their guards even attempt to play any defense. Neither one of them.
Well, Harden has stepped up.
I mean, Harden gets a pass because he's so good on offense, but he don't play a lick of damn D.
Yeah. Now, are you saying he don't play a lick of D like he should?
I'm just talking effort. That's all.
Okay.
Like I would put him, to be honest with you, and he's not as big as a physical specimen, but I would put him in the Carmelo category.
Would you?
No.
Yeah, man. They don't play
no defense.
No,
I would say that. I would say because Melo don't play.
And they're
no
not
defense.
Worried about playing any defense. Come on, man. Harden don't. What are y'all seeing?
Okay. You know what, though? When people say that, though, when's the last
Has
time
Harden made a second
30?
Team defensive team?
No, he hasn't, but he gets a lot of flack. But when's the last time somebody dropped 30 on Harden? Don't nobody drop points on him like that.
When does he guard at anybody's number one or two? Let him guard. That's what I'm saying. Okay, playoff time. Who's he supposed
to
guard?
Okay, but you got to answer the question, though. Who do you know that has dropped 30 on Harden? He's not a terrible defensive player.
I mean,
we all got smartphones. Look it up. Look it up. Google it. Google that exact thing. You know.
I mean, I can't do that right now. But that's.
I'll try to find. I love that.
I don't know, man. I just feel like he's. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen him play any defense, man. That's all. I just haven't seen it. I just need to see it. I guess if I've seen it with my own two, then I'd be feeling different about it. But I don't know, man. I can't give him any credit for playing defense.
Well, Don, when did Carmelo get lit up for, like, 35 points?
You know what, though? I've seen LeBron put some on him. I've seen Kobe put some points on Carmelo.
You talk about, like, the top five greatest scorers of all time.
No, like, Scrubs don't score on Melo. You know, Melo don't put forth effort towards Scrubs.
Right. And Melo shouldn't be guarding Kobe. That's like
take
that off your list. I've actually seen him try to guard like Tim Duncan when they went small, or I've seen him guard Dirk. But you know it's, you know, I feel bad for Carmelo because it's when his teams were losing when he was in the West in Denver, he always lost to a team that ended up in the finals or winning it. I don't know if that even matters to anybody, but it's not like he was losing, you know, to like, you know, the Clippers first round. He was losing to the Lakers and Spurs, and that's
right.
And I think he lost to the Suns when they went to the finals. So that's, and the Suns were good that year too. So I don't really know.
You know what it is? It was the cornrows, man. He had to cut the cornrows. He refused to.
And they weren't even trying to build around Carmelo either.
You're right. What was I going to say? Touching on. Okay, another fluke team, right? Do y'all consider the Boston Celtics when they beat the Lakers? Were they a fluke that year?
Hell no. No.
Why not?
Give credit to due. No fluke. But again, you put three superstars together.
Who never won anything by themselves. They never won anything by themselves.
No, I understand. That's what I'm saying. It has only worked one time. That's why. That's the other.
Yeah.
That's the other side of that argument. It has only worked once.
That's two, because we said the Pistons just a couple minutes ago.
And I would argue that if they're playing anybody else, because of how they matched up with LA that year, and it's not taking anything away from them, but that was like the perfect storm.
Yeah, I can say that.
I mean, shit, because of how it went down, and we've seen that the very following. Kendrick Perkins wasn't there, and it was just a total as soon as he got hurt. I mean, I'm a diehard. I'm a Laker fan, but we shouldn't have won in 2010 when we beat him.
I disagree.
But for him getting hurt, do you not remember what happened in the fourth? Bro, we were down 15 or 16 in the fourth in that game. I'm just keeping it real. If Kendrick Perkins is there and he's bodying and punking Gasol and anybody else who wanted to come through the lane like before, we probably would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's just Laker fan keeping it 100.
I thought it was Paul Pierce that faked the injury that helped them come back and win.
Okay, but didn't they have the same exact team the following year where they won?
What's that?
So, Bynum stepped up the next year. Bynum stepped up the next year.
Right.
Bynum and Artest had good years.
Yeah,
You know, good finals.
Right.
Well,
okay.
Now, you know, while you on, because I heard you try to throw a jab at the Niners, how do you guys, what's going on with the Raiders trades? Because I know you mentioned that.
Today we were free agent signings. We actually picked up Malcolm Smith today, and we picked up Roy Helu Jr. from the Redskins, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah,
the running back.
We picked up who?
You said what?
You said we picked up who? Alden
Smith. Malcolm Smith.
Malcolm Smith. The Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Word.
He's expected to sign. Yeah.
Yeah, so he could play middle linebacker for us. It's like I was actually speaking to Ian about this earlier. You know, veterans, they either want the money or they want to win. That was his point. And so, you know, we're going to have to just build a champion because people are not coming to play with us right now for a fair dollar.
Right. Right.
You know, so we're going to have to build a champion.
Right.
We're Roy Healy.
I actually believe in Reggie. A lot of people don't, but I believe he's had two solid drafts.
And how long he been there? Because two is not a lot.
3 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It can only get better.
Right.
More so his undrafted free agents than his actual draft picks.
So does that mean y'all not keeping what was y'all backup running? What was y'all running back name who got hurt? Tavares Murray or something?
No, he's staying, but okay. I believe what they said about him is he runs high, and
yeah,
that's how he got because he runs high. So they just want to make sure they got an insurance policy and competition.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you could do about that.
Nah, what do you mean? That's the game.
Y'all got to get somebody because, you know, your quarterback, he's trash.
I'm joking. The whole East Coast believes that. They believe that Teddy Bridgewater is the better quarterback out of that rookie class. The marvelous thing with that is, you know, you arguing apples and oranges because Teddy Bridgewater went in the first and Derek Carr went in the second. The fact that he's in the conversation, the Raiders won that.
I agree. And if you were drafting Cap or Carr right now, they already did that poll. So
No, Bortles or Carr. Carr should have been the first quarterback. He was the most pro ready because he won his job. Teddy didn't win his job.
No, but Bortles went to Jacksonville because he was already out there. That's why.
Okay, yeah, you're right. But either way, if they could redo it, he would have went to the Texans number one overall, Derek Carr.
Yeah. They just didn't want, and the thing is, they weren't going to do that again. They did that with his brother. They was not going to do that again.
Or the Browns could have had Beckham and Carr. Or they could
have
had 7 in Carr.
You know what? The Browns got exactly what they should have, and they got exactly what they need. The Browns are going to be terrible, and that's gonna, the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Bottom line, that's just how
you
it's supposed to
be. You have to understand it, too. How can we can only have one good team at a time?
I don't know.
Because it seems like, you know, as the Raiders are on the way up, the Niners are on the way down.
I don't know if the Niners are on their way down, because I'll tell you this. I cannot believe they got Darnell Dockett. I think that's huge. I think he's a
The Niners stay with a Super Bowl defense. It's the offense that's the problem.
Well, you know what? I wanna say this before I give up on the Niners, because y'all heard me talk about Cap too.
What?
I also
you're not a real Niners fan.
Well, I didn't say I give up on the team. I said on Cap. You know, sometimes you don't like a player on your team, but I also realized at the same time that Greg Roman was making some suspicious play calls at the wrong time, and we tried to make him a pocket quarterback. Now, the previous seasons, Cap looked great. You know, you thought he was going to excel, but you can't make a runner a pocket passer. It's just not going to be in the Cap. So we'll see this season if they play to Cap's abilities and if we actually use the run. Because to tell y'all the truth, we were in the red zone a lot still trying to throw the ball. And there were times on like 3rd and 3, we still trying to pass. That could have been a first down run right there. So I'm hoping that we focus on what our – we got Jerome Simpson, we got Torrey Smith, I think we still got Lloyd,
Bolden.
And we got Bolden.
No, Lloyd's not on the
team.
Oh, I don't – okay. So we – and Stevie Johnson, I think we still got him. And I'm just hoping
Stevie
they
Johnson.
Let Cap roll out and use his legs if he has to and focus on the run. If they do that, I think we can return right back to a 10-year.
But,
10,
okay, but if somebody's sitting to cover two on y'all – He doesn't go to the press as well.
You're going off of last season. Go back to years before where he actually did a lot better because he was a threat to run.
He did better because there was no game film on.
But listen,
no,
because
he played the season before.
Right. There was no game film on. And listen, all you got to do if you want to
get his in.
No, I'm just saying, no. All you got to do is, man, all we have to do is look at history. Or just listen to your former NFL Hall of Famer quarterbacks. Listen to what those guys have to say. It doesn't matter. If you can't throw from the pocket efficiently, you cannot win. It doesn't matter how good you run. That means nothing. You have to be able to throw efficiently from the pocket and break down defenses. And Cap cannot do that. He has not shown that. He can improvise. It doesn't matter. There's been guys who run way better than him. Mike Vick. Randall Cunningham is a better thrower, too. But I'm just saying.
Cordell Stewart, Vince Young.
Exactly. It's not going to happen for him unless he picks that part up. He's got to be efficient from the pocket. All that other shit is extra. It doesn't matter. He's got to be able to throw from the pocket. And you've seen it. When he drops back in a 5-step, he looks flustered. If that first read's not there, we talked about it, he's in trouble. He's got to progress. I think he can do it. His arm strength is crazy. He's a crazy talent. But, man, if he doesn't get it from the pocket, it ain't going to matter. It's not going to matter.
Well,
Don,
we're going to have to take the next call here soon. But
okay.
Y'all got to remember. Okay. You got to remember, y'all just threw him in this season. So he's not even – he didn't do it in high school. And from what I hear from people who've seen him in college, he didn't do it in college. It's, you know,
he didn't
playing
do it
one style. Right. So now you expected him to have done it in the pros in his first time doing it. I don't think that's really fair to say he won't be able to. It's going to be a lot harder because, you know, you're throwing him right in there to do that. And like I said, there was times when he shouldn't have been doing that. Like, he should have stepped back and been a threat to run, but they want him to stay in there, so the defense has played him that way. But
okay,
I think
agree with you. Well, every year to read a defense. And they are the same player to
me. I agree. That's
what'd you say,
Dom? I want to see him.
Do you think RG3 will ever go to run, or like, you know, like run an offense?
What I
he
think
was all
is,
fine
it's
and
one of
those game film. When it was game film, and you can see that he's not progressing through his progression, it's a wrap.
Well, it's one of them things, and y'all said this, we said this in basketball, it might be the same in football. If someone's been doing something so long, like Tebow, he'd been doing something so long, then he gets in the league, and you try to make him do something different, I mean, it's just, it ain't going to happen in the season, maybe not even two. And I don't think RG3 was happy. He wasn't, I mean, I seen dude get hit, his teammates don't pick him up, that's a lonely-ass feeling.
Yeah, no, definitely. I don't even like when quarterbacks don't command the pocket, not the pocket, but the huddle. I don't like when players walk off before the huddle is over.
And that's what
like
they was doing. I think he needs to change, and maybe he'll play better. I don't know.
I disagree.
Oh, but anyway, take the next call. I'll listen in.
Okay, cool. I'll leave you on hold.
I disagree.
I'm listening.
About
what you say, Kofi?
I just saying I
what
disagree
do you
about our. I don't believe that one bit. I don't think that. RG3 is RG3's biggest problem. RG3 just needs to shut up and play football if that's what he can do. That's the bottom line. Doesn't matter the system. If he's the talent he thinks he is and says he is, then he needs to just shut up and play ball. That's it.
Well, what I was saying was that's why he might need a change of scenery. I didn't mean just his football on the field. I meant off the field, too. I included all of that at once.
So then, okay, but if that's the case, a lot of his stuff was self-inflicted. Would you agree? I mean, I'm not
well,
the Shanahan. I think that was 50-50, maybe something like that. All I'm saying is, though, he still has an opportunity. He's going into this season as a starter. I know he's had some injury, but at the end of the day, I want to hear from Robert. I want to see him do it, and that's it.
Well, I wasn't saying where his problems came from. I just meant in general that he has problems that I think he might need a change of scenery. Now, I'm not saying it was the coach or the team or himself, but it's whatever you want to call it. I thought that he needed a change, and maybe that would have been.
He might be right. Unfortunately, we know how that one goes, man. Some guys get second, third, fourth chances. I don't know that he would get the second chance. It would have
Let's take. Your next caller from 408, you're on.
Hey, y'all, what's up, man? It's Jay Gray. How y'all doing, man? How you doing, Kofi? How you doing today?
What's going on, Big Dog? I'm good, man. How you doing?
Hey, Big Chocolate, man, I'll call you Big Chocolate. I don't care. How you doing, man?
I'm cool. Chilling.
Okay, look, I've been listening to y'all, and I got a whole lot to say about those Niners, those Raiders. But y'all talking about these quarterbacks right now, so let me just say something because I've been trying to have y'all put me in, Coach. I got the hot air right now. Put me in. Let's do something. Okay, RG3. I could sum this up real short and sweet. RG3, Cam Newton, Kaepernick. They all got this one thing in common: Mariota 2, Tommy Frazier, Tim Tebow. Now listen to me. They've been running that same offense since Pop Warner. They haven't did any. Oh, sorry. Russell Wilson, too. I forgot. Almost forgot one. Russell Wilson, too. They've been running that same offense since they were 8 years old. Didn't develop anything. Cannot take a snap from the center.
That's what I said, okay, though. I hope you heard that. Yeah.
It's now. Yeah, I did. I did. I heard that. I heard you loud and clear. What you were saying was it's like basketball, too. If you're playing a certain way for so long, and then when you get to the professional level and they expect you to switch it up, it's never going to happen. Okay?
Really?
That's why.
Yeah.
Listen to me. That's why Cam Newton, Carolina, they're getting rid of their running backs because they're going to have to run Auburn offense because he can't get right. Right? Same thing with Kaepernick. They paid him all that money. And then his first year, oh, he's running that read option. Same thing he was doing in Pop Warner in high school and college. Now, what happened? They pay him that money. They're trying to pay him like an elite quarterback that passes from the pocket, professional quarterback. But he's not that kind of guy. So what do? They dummy down the offense. He runs that read option his first year. Kills out there, taking off, running 80-yard runs, going to the house. But then when they pay him that money, now you can't do that now because you can risk getting hurt. And then if you get hurt and then you're out for the whole season, That's an investment that they got to eat. That's a 50 million, what, 60 million hit that they got to eat. So what do? They try to make him sit in the pocket, which he can't do. Same thing with RG3. Runs all day. RG3 runs all day. Baylor, oh, yeah. Tours ACL at Baylor, too. Comes out there, same thing happened. What happened? Got him running that ball. Them little toothpick legs. Nagata smacks him with his thigh or something. He's out for five, six games. Then tries to come back. He can't run anymore. See? Summing all up, those guys aren't real elite quarterbacks. They have to dummy down that offense for
so
them.
So basically you're saying play to their ability. Don't make them nothing they weren't before
that's
they came
you,
out.
That's what you're going to have to do. And you're stupid if you're paying them ridiculous. If you're trying to pay them like an elite quarterback, that's dumb because they're not an elite quarterback. They're not a Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, or Derek Carr type of guy. They're not that guy. You know what I'm saying? You gotta play to their ability. You know what I'm saying? They do that in Seattle. They got them running bootlegs. They got them running rollouts. They don't have his little short ass sitting in that pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, God, man. I wanted to talk so bad when you were talking about the night. Oh, my God. Woo! Hey,
and what
boy, hello. Boy, hello, Jr. Finally got a weapon.
What about him?
Derek, took a while. We finally got one. Reggie, better come on, man. He's got to go, man. He better pull some out the hat during this draft in these next few days, or he got to go. But I like the Roy Helu. I like the Roy Helu thing.
And what
else? Green's going to the Bills? Did y'all hear about that?
No, we didn't get to that. Did he sign, or you think he will?
They're doing negotiations right now. I got a guy that be getting that. He gets stuff faster than ESPN, man. He ain't been wrong. I just gotta wait on that. He said they're talking negotiations with contracts. But once he put that text out that it's legit, it's pretty much legit.
All right. Well, let me know when it's legit.
Yes, sir. I got one question for you. And it's with Seattle. They just got Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
He's a deep ball threat. I just want to know, is Russell Wilson going to be able to throw that deep ball to him? I don't think
he
can.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you know,
he's seen that. We've already seen that.
Well, I don't. A lot of people say that's a major signing. I think it's a great signing, but not
that's
like
a major signing.
Well, I don't. What it is?
That's
okay,
major.
Hold on. Let me finish because I don't be cutting you off. Now they average about 24 points a game, and he might get them to what 30. I believe he can get them to 30. But what I'm saying is, I don't think they're going to all of a sudden average like an extra 15 points a game. They're going to be the same Super Bowl running power offense and defensive team that they were last season with the extra weapon in the end zone that they still might. Yeah.
Sam, what's an extra touchdown? You know how much an extra touchdown
is
worth in the NFL?
30 points a game.
You do?
Yes, 30 points a game. Yes, I said that.
You know how much
an
extra touchdown is worth a game?
What I'm saying is their team, I think they're still going to be the same team they was last season.
I
could be wrong. I'm not even saying I'm
no,
right.
No. I'm just saying the numbers would say that, yeah, but that's wrong. Him and Gronkowski are the two number one tight ends in the NFL. And then when you look at their production, what they've done the last even just two seasons, never mind Gronkowski, he's been hurt.
They're
going to
demand a double team.
Are you kidding me? I mean, that's the biggest move, no matter what else happens. That's the biggest move that will go down this year in the NFL.
The biggest move.
Because they got the best player available.
Can I add something?
Bigger than Ndamukong Suh. We're talking impact and what he can do. Yeah, for sure.
That's a Haynesworth ready to pop off. That's a Haynesworth move ready to pop off. That Suh move to Dolphins, that's just a Wallace Haynesworth ready to pop off. But
I'm just,
listen to me. The playoffs, when the playoffs come, you got to run the football. Seattle still got beast mode for another year.
Yes, they do.
So this is what gets ugly. Big Chocolate, listen to me. I'm going to teach you a football lesson right here. You're not going to be able to put seven in that box when you got Jimmy Graham out there.
Yeah.
So then you're going to put him one-on-one with a free safety. You can't do it. You're going to have to play honest. You're going to have to double Jimmy Graham. So now you're kind of stuck in the catch 22. Now if you
so they're
going to
average
box,
more than 24 points. They're going to average
of course. Well, of course. Look, this is
what
why.
Is their defense. What is their defense going to give up? What does their defense give up? What does their defense give up? There's only one team that put
they
up
gave
that many
up,
points
they gave
against
up a
them.
Corner.
I mean,
they gave up
give
a
me
corner,
a break.
But then they picked up Kerry Williams, and they picked up two secondary guys too. So they kind of fixed that. I'm giving them 84 points a game.
But I'm saying
right,
still
I understand
going,
what you.
I see them putting up 30 points a game, dude. Because now Marshawn
that's
Lynch,
what I said,
he,
though.
He gonna
that's
make
what
you,
I said.
He gonna make you stack
not,
that box, bruh.
I'm not even talking about points. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about just if we go off. I mean, it's people, you know, do this for a living. That's a lot smarter than us. And I mean, they all saying the same thing too. I mean, the consensus is that. I mean, that's a huge move, man. I mean. How about this? How about on the flip side? What the hell are the Saints thinking? How about we get off that? Because we don't know. You never know. Yeah, he could have a bum year, whatever. What were the Saints thinking, though? What the hell were the Saints doing?
They were trying to catch that money. They didn't want to eat that contract.
You
got to get rid of them. That's why I'm thinking like they doing with
Drew
Brees, too. They're going to have to clean house because that's not working.
Mm. That was
it's not working anymore. It was cute, but it's not working anymore.
And I don't get how he ends up in the NFC. That's amazing to me.
I love it because the Niners.
He can
come
back
and
bite
that.
You. I mean, obviously, are you waving the white flag? Is that what the Saints are doing? Because how does he get traded to the Seahawks? Don't understand that move.
Well, what did they give up something for that trade? Was there
they got an eighth. No, they got Unger. They got a hell of a center. I mean, they got value wise, it wasn't that far off. They got a hell of a player too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't get it twitted. But I just think that you can replace that center. Those guys come along. I mean, obviously, man, there's only two of these real superstar tight ends in the league. There's a lot of good centers in the league. You know. So let's say
Julius Thomas had went to Seattle. Would that be any difference?
I'm still not sold on Julius Thomas because he gets hurt. He gets hurt a lot.
That's a solid pickup, I think. Hey, you know, though, you know me. I'm not even – listen, I'm willing to admit what he can do on the field, obviously. I wouldn't call myself anything close to a Jimmy Graham fan. But, man, you got to give it up to the dude. He's that massive.
There's only one guy
that can guard him, too, and he's retired. That can guard him by himself, and he's retired.
A wild would have been if he would have went to the Patriots. Because, I don't know, for some reason, that offense would look different to me.
Are you kidding me? That wouldn't have been fair. They would have had to pull a David Stern. And they'd have had to veto that. Somebody would have had to start crying in the league and say, hey, wait a minute. Y'all not getting Chris Paul.
No. Because Hernandez, they was running double tight with Hernandez and Gronkowski, too. And they both
Yeah, and if Gronkowski doesn't get hurt, they have another Super Bowl. Fact.
Exactly. Easy.
Fact. You couldn't guard those two. And if Hernandez wasn't out murking people like a fool, then you know what I'm saying? Like, come on,
and
man.
And they got Luke Garrett Blunt when he's
running the ball like he's supposed to. That's a good point, E.
And that's why I meant.
But then how did they not get him, though? How did they not get him if he was up on the trading block? How did the Pats not get him?
I don't even know if they
he
were.
He had
kidding.
To have been. He got traded. What you mean? You think
they
didn't
don't
hear about
because
it?
Because New England don't got no money. That's why they wasn't going to pick up that tab with Revis.
They got some money. They ain't paid Revis his money. They said we could do without.
Yeah, because they like a pimp. They'll use you just for as much as they need.
Hey, you ain't,
that
hey, you ain't
ball,
lying. They got
make
the championship.
Rock.
Yep, they paid, and they said, wait, we ain't going to do it again. We're going to try to. Hey, and you know what? And they're right, because they've got it right too many times for anybody
well,
to
just,
question.
Hell yeah.
Just
look at Revis now. What he going to do? What he going to do?
He's
going to get paid. He's just not going to win very much. He's going to go get paid, and he's not going to win as much. And I don't think that he cares because he just got his ring. So now he should just go get paid. So.
Well, McCourt, New England re-signed Devin McCourty, and he got
a lot of money. $47.5 million
for 5 years with 28 guaranteed. So
yeah,
I think
that's a lot of money from New England. That's a lot of money.
Hey, that's a lot of years too, though. See, he got to work for that money. It ain't like that Dolphins thing where you getting 60 guaranteed and you ain't even touched the field yet. I'm telling you, man, that's Haynesworth all over. Watch.
I don't know, man. I think Sue is legit. I don't see the Haynesworth thing happening with Sue.
Ooh, you know what's going to be good, though? Could y'all see Ndamukong Suh and Incognito going head up? I would like to see that.
Oh, boy, yeah. But he didn't go back to the Dolphins.
He's in Buffalo.
Incognito ain't no punk, man.
No, that's
I know the dude that went to college with him. He's a gangster. He is not no punk. He's a gangster. So, Zook.
That's what we
said.
Hey,
he's going to watch
I got something I wanted to just bring up real quick. I got a couple of y'all on the line. A question for y'all. I just wanted to get a couple of opinions on what's going on out there at Oklahoma. And at that fraternity, and just get y'all's thoughts on what's going on with that.
One, I'm not surprised because it happens
there you
all
go.
The time.
Yeah, there you go.
Two, I know there's players, or at least one that decommitted, but this is not going to stop black football players from going to that college.
Oh, no way. You know, no way.
The younger people, they don't really think about that shit until 10 years later. They're like, oh, damn, that really was a bad move. But when you're young, you're like, Oklahoma – TV, football, I'm there. So that's not going to change.
Right.
The only thing that caught me off guard that was hilarious, and it was similar to Jerry Rice when he was talking about how the Patriots cheated, and then 10 days later, he's like, oh, I cheated too. The lady, the mother of the fraternity, she was like, that's disgraceful. She was distraught. She was upset at the video. And then they got a video of her last year throwing out the N-word like she remaking a song.
She was making a song. She was on that Trinidad James. What you mean?
whatever she was, you know, hypocrisy.
I have no respect for none of that because the thing is with these professional athletes too. They all prove butts because none of them want to stand up, and all they have to do is all stand up together. Now, if you got a letter of intent to go to Oklahoma. Or if you play for Oklahoma, you're a legit athlete. You're a blue chip athlete. You can go anywhere else. See, the NBA on TV. So
right.
I'm not really buying that. It's like, but it
well,
is Johnny, you're right.
But you
got to
remember,
right,
these are
18-year-olds. Right.
Yeah.
Look, yeah, and they got mamas. They got daddies.
Yeah, they do. They got mamas and daddies, and if
so,
they got any
so
pride
not,
about themselves.
And they educated. They not stupid. You got to be.
You
got to have
what?
Some brain.
To get these four-year rocks.
They got Facebook. They got Instagram. They watching these cops kill blacks in front of everybody.
You know what?
They know what's going on.
Exactly. And I feel like
I'm not feeling none of that. Like I stand up and believe in something.
This one of the only ways you can
I gotta deal with that with my son right now. It's kind of off topic, but it has something to do with it. He talking to these little white boys at his school, and they letting these white boys just drop in bombs at him. Like,
yeah,
like,
oh, no.
Man, I got a problem with that, and he's trying to defend like he's trying to defend it. So like this new generation, they got it twisted. Like they don't understand. And I got a problem with that, dude. It really hit me, man, this topic y'all talking about, because it's dealing with me personally. And I'm trying to get him, but he doesn't know his history, and I'm trying to.
Hey, man, don't think you're in the wrong, and don't let it slide. You right on point with it. Don't condone it. None of that, man. I ain't trying to tell you what to do with your kid or nothing like that. Yeah, you steering him in the right direction. It ain't cool. It ain't never been cool, and it shouldn't
it
be. I ain't never played it that.
Never
that wasn't how
cool.
It was when I came up, and I'm not gonna. And anybody that call you their girlfriend, that's just your white friends or whatever, they're not gonna say nothing crazy like that to you, or think that it's cool, or want to do it. Period.
And that's what I told them.
They
like,
know.
You don't even have respect for yourself. Because if you did, you would check them about that, and they're going to respect. They're your real friend. They're going to respect you with that.
Yep. Not ever letting that slide.
Oh,
not
man,
happening.
Like,
not happening.
But, yeah.
Putting that out there for anybody who may be listening.
No, I agree with y'all. But I don't think that's going to stop a lot of players from going to Oklahoma. You know, one guy, he said he wasn't even sure about going. So, because, you know, someone's going, I mean, they got parents. But I don't know about y'all, but my parents weren't a part of me picking my school. I could have even told them that. They would have even probably been like, oh, that's just a fraternity. So what? So, and that's going to happen at a lot of schools. I mean, when that came out, all of a sudden they start showing, you know, there's a football team dressing up as the KKK as a part of some kind of skit in Illinois.
Yeah,
that's a Christian college on top of that.
Nobody's surprised about none of that.
Yeah,
but
so
that don't
I don't
matter.
Know
just
if that's
we not surprised. I mean,
well,
I
I'm saying
think,
that's not going to stop someone from going to a school if it's a fraternity. That like that's that right there lets you know this is not going to stop you from saying, oh, well, damn, I can't go to Oklahoma because of this. And then, like you just said, you can go
you
to
know what, though?
LSU and you just see the same thing.
But I would tell you this, though. This could be like the catalyst to it. You want to affect anybody, I don't care. You want to affect a major university, you want to affect big business, because let's not get it twitted. That's what college sports is, especially football,
big
business.
Yeah.
You want to affect that, you affect the money. You hit the money, you slow the money, then that's when change is going to happen. Because you're right.
Yes,
that's just one kid. But you get a few 3, 4, 5 blue stars. You get even a couple blue stars to decommit and go somewhere else because they have a little bit of pride about themselves and enough awareness to know that's not the place I need to go. There's other places I can go that are going to be better for me. And I
or even
that.
If they go.
And you're right. You know, that is one fraternity. And sure, that's going on at other places. But I'm just saying, if you want to make a change, that's the start right there. You affect in pockets. And I guarantee you, things will change because the one thing that is for sure, and you know this climate that we're in, man, you've seen it with the Ray Rice thing, you've seen it with the Richie Incognito thing, you get enough people and you get enough of these groups talking about it, when the pressure's on, things are going to happen. Things will change. We are in that climate, so it's, you know, you can't have it both ways. You know what I'm saying? Like you, if you have people that are feeling like, oh, man, I don't want to be a part of this, but I go to the school. I don't agree with that, you know, with those guys. They're going to shut that down, man, I'm telling you.
They can band together and get and go to the dean, go to the AD, and tell them, this your fraternity needs to go.
Shut them down.
We done.
Then we're not playing. Done. And that's that, yeah. This guy, I'm not talking about recruits. I'm talking about existing players. Like, hey, wait a minute.
Letterman athletes that are bringing money to that school, just playing a sport.
Millions of dollars to that school, lining these people's pockets. Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. This how y'all feel? Okay. Well, you shut them down, or we not gonna play.
Well,
they're going to obey to that because it's that money. The money going to make them act right.
Come on, E. I mean, what? I think Donald Sterling didn't say nothing close to that. Nothing close
to
that.
Well, Donald Sterling, no, he didn't. We debated about whether
he was wrong. We don't
even
agree with what happened to him, but I'm just saying, you see what the ramifications are when you're talking about money. That's the only thing
they
understand is money. That's it.
Well, their letters have been removed and the football team protested. I don't know what much more y'all want.
Look, man, all I'm saying is this
that's
is a
start.
That's
it?
All I'm saying. It's just a start. That's all I'm saying. Yeah,
okay.
I'm not trying to overreact to the situation. I get it.
And with the Donald Sterling thing, by the way, I don't know what we didn't agree on. I just didn't like that thing.
No, we did agree on that.
Oh, we did. I thought you said we did. Like,
yeah,
oh.
No, we agree. What do you mean? I thought that was kind of bogus.
Yeah. We agreed.
Yeah, I thought that was bogus. The privacy of your own home. That's how I feel.
Yeah,
so,
but he had a lot.
I believe that too. I just think that chick was trying to get over, and she was able to set him up. You know what I'm saying? You know, you in your privacy of your own home, you pretty much do whatever you want. And
we know that he was a racist old prick. We know that, and we know about how he, you know, did. It was other things that he did. But I'm just saying, if you look at it for what it was, never mind. I'm not gonna get too heavy into that. I'm just saying that.
The phone call shouldn't have been the reason the league finally decided to do
something. The
punishment
didn't match the crime. How about that?
right.
How it goes sometimes with karma. Over a long time, denying people housing, stuff like that. I get what happened. And, yeah, a lot of people think he got his just due. I'm just saying, if we're going to go case by case, what actually he did, I don't know that was justified what happened. That's all.
Yeah.
So, that's all.
Well,
but yeah. See, I'm glad I got you guys' opinion on what happened with this Oklahoma thing. I was wondering how you guys were feeling.
Well, I didn't know, Johnny. What did you say about it?
I'm siding with Cold Piece with this, man. Like I'm feeling what he talking about. Like they need to stand up and they make a stand about it. That's just the way I am. You know how I am about this type of stuff, man. You know how
well,
I am, man. So
I
rebel,
said
man.
That
I be feeling. I love these talks right here.
That club, that fraternity is now defunct. They took away the Greek letters. And the football team, I believe, it was a football team that protested. Like, that's the start. I mean, you know.
I didn't really know too much about it. I just seen that. It was a racist chant or something that was on. I seen it on Facebook.
Yeah, they was talking about we don't want the niggers in
the
our
lady,
group.
I seen some white lady. I didn't check to see what she said or what she did. I seen a letter that Oklahoma wrote. They school wrote like a issued a statement or something, and I seen that. I didn't really get all into it, but once you guys started talking about it, I knew what it was, and. That's what I seen the dude decommit. Like he wasn't going to do it. He the one that set it off, right? Or was it the football team?
No, the football team already. Well, I think it was around the same time, but I think the football team realized they was about to start losing players. So, I mean, I don't know. I can't say that's the reason they protested, but I guarantee you that's a thought. Like, ooh, we better do something.
You
before
better
we start
believe
losing.
It.
I know the reason why they took them Greek letters was because that football team bringing them millions of dollars every year.
That's right.
So
that's exactly right.
They need that money, so we're going to do whatever they want us to do because them players don't get none of that money. So,
good.
So that's why they go do what they – if you just think about it, every collegiate athlete out of the whole NCAA, I'm talking D1 single A, the big money – television, the bowl games, the March Madness, all that. All those guys, all them athletes, they just at one day was like, you know what? We're not even going to play this year. We're not even going to play for like one game or something. You know how much money those schools would lose?
Exactly.
All that? It would be like a depression type thing. With all these schools, with the NCAA, they would lose so much money. So that was a That's a good move, man. That's why they did it. It was about some money.
It's power. It's a power move. That's the only way to affect the change. So.
Could y'all imagine if all these players started going to class and paying attention? Oh, my goodness. Woo.
Is that
a taboo subject?
A taboo subject? I don't get what that has to do with the conversation.
And Johnny caught it. I heard him in the background.
Going to class.
We can laugh about it. That's pretty much all I have to say about that.
We'll save that for another show then.
Yeah.
Real quick, so we did hear Patrick Willis is retiring. Is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No.
How many seasons did he play?
He was drafted in 2007. Yeah, 8 seasons.
What the hell? Why is he already retiring?
Religious reasons is what he said.
That ain't what it is.
He said religious reasons?
No, that ain't it. That got something to do with it, but that ain't it. He said.
Oh, okay. He said it like I told you.
His feet and his legs aren't the same. He was telling the audience that he can't provide that wow that he's used to doing. Normally, he can't play the way that he's used to playing.
Wow.
That's basically what
I was telling people the last two seasons, he was a lot slower. He was, like, losing a lot of speed because he couldn't keep up with nobody. He was getting good hits if he timed it right, but... I think our linebacker core is going to be good. I felt bad to watch him deteriorate, but I think he's doing it right. He's leaving while he still had a good name. And I respect that decent health.
It makes sense. Get out before.
The Eagles and the Rams traded Nick Foles and Sam Bradford. What y'all think about that?
I think Chip Kelly's a buster is what I think.
It's a good trade. It's a good trade. You know why? Because Sam Bradford, he's one of those Kaepernick guys too. At Oklahoma, that's what they ran. They ran that read option in Oklahoma. When he played at Oklahoma and had broke all them records and won the Heisman, that's the offense he was running. Chip Kelly. He's putting a noose around his neck, and if it works, he's going to be looked upon as a genius. If it don't work, he's getting fired, which he don't care because he can go back and coach anywhere in college.
You damn right. Yeah.
So he don't care. He pretty much got the keys to do whatever he want to do.
Hey, man, they all in with Chip Kelly. They gave him all the power, personnel power. They all in with him. So you're right. It don't matter.
And that's what you should do. I seen Pete Carroll do that in Seattle, and it worked out just fine. People forget, though.
It worked out for Pete Carroll in Seattle, but Pete Carroll, that wasn't his first round in the NFL, was it?
Oh, sir. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, he had a lot of failure before that. Yeah,
right.
People forget
worked,
about
though.
The Patriot days.
Yeah, it was
Patriot days.
With the Patriots.
Yeah, what you talking about, man? He had been there before too. He was with the Jets.
Talking about.
Some history.
Wait, what you
in
mean
there?
I'm
yeah.
talking about? I didn't
yeah.
say he. I didn't say he was great every time he coached. I'm just saying he did.
I didn't
last
say that either,
time.
Man. It's not personal.
You said
what I'm
saying
talking what,
about?
No, I said there
I,
you
I
go.
I hear what Cole Peace is saying. I hear what he's saying though. It took him a minute to get the right philosophy down. It took him a decade. It took him a few decades.
He was only a head coach for 3 years, I mean, and two different teams. That's all you get if you don't get it right.
I know.
It was disgusting.
He was only there two years. They were already bad when he got there, and the New York Jets were bad when he got there, too.
I'll say this, though. you had it. You know, 408 got it right, though. That's the bottom line. you live or die, sink or swim, and that's it. He better do it. He better do it. All I know is this, though. Okay, let's just go off of what we've seen. Trade Shady McCoy. You get rid of Macklin, McCoy, and DeSean Jackson.
Well, Macklin left. Okay. They didn't get rid of him.
Well, they didn't offer him back either. Okay.
Okay.
So,
I just want to make it.
Okay. Say if it's just DeSean Jackson and Shady McCoy, but you keep Riley Cooper.
Keep Riley Cooper. But see, I got something for you with that. Chip Kelly, he's a smart dude, though.
No doubt.
He's a smart dude because what he was trying to do, that's why Kaepernick was on the trading block, because he wanted Kaepernick. He didn't want Nick Foles. He wanted Kaepernick because Kaepernick is perfect for that offense. But he couldn't get him. So he was trying to trade with Buccaneers. He was going to get a Bucs, Nick Foles.
I'll say this, too.
Let them get that number one pick. Then he was going to get his Mariota boy.
Sure, you know what, though? He can have Mariota, and that's great. That's good if he gets Mariota. All I'm going to say is this, man. Back to the Pete Carroll thing. What did Pete Carroll do at USC before he got to the Seattle Seahawks? Oh, that's right. What did Chip Kelly do at Oregon? Got close and never got it. That's all I'm saying. Guy's getting a lot for not showing very much. That's all I'm saying. And it's the NFL, not college.
Pete Carroll won once and lost once? Is that what happened?
No, Pete Carroll won two and dominated
two?
His
I don't
whole
remember
era
how long he was there.
That he was there. He dominated
well,
the whole
Well, if you only
time.
Won two. I mean, shit,
mean
you only
won
two?
Two. What do you mean
hey,
only
I
won
heard
two?
Didn't
hey.
One of them did one of them get snatched?
What are you talking
one
about?
One got snatched, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
well,
because we're not – we're grown-ass men.
Well, your
we
fellow
Raider
fan – Your fellow
only
Raider fan two? Don't care about your fellow Raider fan don't care about dominating for hella years and only winning one or two. That's what your fellow Raider fan don't
there's
care
no,
about.
There's no only winning two. There's no,
no
only
you,
winning one. Were you a champion or were you not?
Well, what are the other 9 years for then? I'm just saying,
what are you
like,
talking about? You just immediately win? What do you mean? Come on, man. We having an intelligent sports conversation here or not? Come on now. What are we doing,
look,
y'all?
What is dominating?
Yeah, what we
for
doing? What we doing? What we doing, Big C? What we doing? Huh?
You dominating for eight or nine. I don't know how long he was there. You dominate for 10 seasons, but you win
no,
one.
No, it wasn't 10. It was closer to 5 seasons. 3, 4,
yeah.
5
Pete
seasons.
Pete
yeah,
Carroll
Pete
was there
Carroll.
Longer than 5 seasons. He was there longer than 5 seasons.
What are you talking about? We were talking about the seasons he dominated. You don't come in the game dominating. He dominated.
I thought you was using his whole time there. You didn't specify. I'm sorry.
He wasn't there 10 years either.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't there 10 years.
No.
He wasn't there.
I would venture to say he wasn't there 7. Close to
well,
probably
we can
5
look
or
it
6.
Up. We can look it up.
Doesn't matter. The guy got 2 championships. That's all I'm saying. And they dominated the whole time they were there. That's all I'm getting at. That was a reference to Chip Kelly. That was a reference to what we're talking about in the current conversation about how what is Chip Kelly doing. I was just bringing that back and tying that in. Also, what Pete Carroll had done before the Seattle thing. That's all I was saying. Chip Kelly didn't do that. And the moves that Chip Kelly is making, that many people who are, like I said, they do this for a living. Scratching their heads about what he's doing. I don't know. I'm scratching mine too.
Have you seen Draft Day, the movie?
No.
Kofi's, you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
If y'all ever get some free time, man, watch that Kevin Costner movie about the Draft Day. Because there's this one part when the owner of the Browns, he already said that he got the number one pick, and he said they're getting his quarterback. But Kevin Costner switches at the last second. This owner got the jersey set up. He got everything ready to give it to this guy. And then Kevin Costner makes the call, and
and it's a totally different dude. I'm not going to tell you because it'll ruin the movie. But the look on that owner's face when he did it.
That happens, though.
I know that owner for the Eagles, when he heard that coach traded their best offensive weapon, I know he had that look on his face.
Look,
he didn't say nothing because
he had
gave Chip the key.
Yeah.
But I
know
Mr. Lurie,
that look he had to. Look at it like this, just in terms of scheme. Okay, what Chip Kelly brought to college football and what he brought to even the NFL, because he's had a ton of success in these first 2 years in the NFL and what he's done in college. It's predicated on the run. That's what the read option is. It's predicated on the run. It just doesn't make sense. But then again, I will say this, though, just to devil's advocate. Apparently there's a guy on their team that's out of, I think, Arizona, that's already on the roster, went to Arizona for college. I guess he's a hell of a back. And I guess
he is. My boy I played at Foothill with, he coached him in high school. He told me about him, too. He's a legit running back. He's legit.
Yeah, that guy, I guess, I don't know his name, but my buddy's telling me about it. I guess he's the guy and just hasn't had necessarily the opportunity. So, again, like what you said, dude could be right. He could be right, and if he gets this right, then he may just go legend. But he's taking some serious gambles, man. I just know in NFL,
yes, he is.
Those gambles, man, they rarely pay off when you gamble like that. I mean, that's big time. Big swings. So, we going to see. But
it's kind of scary, man, because McCoy, I'll tell you one thing about McCoy and just the NFL, period. I don't care how cute your passes are or your running, your scheme or whatever. When the playoffs hit, it gets back to old school football. The weather determines how you're going to play. That pigskin football, you ever played with an official football in the NFL? When it gets wet and it gets cold, that thing feels like a bowling ball when a quarterback is throwing that thing. So when you're in snowy weather and you're in the rain and it's cold, the receivers ain't going to be grabbing that thing like it's in the summer. It's going to be kind of harder to catch that thing. So you're going to be running a rock, and you're going to have to play defense. And McCoy had his best games in the snow and in the stormy rain.
Yeah. Big C, where did he go? I don't even know where he went. Where did he get traded?
Yeah, Buffalo.
Buffalo.
What are you doing with Spiller?
Well, Spiller might leave.
Spiller's on the trading block. Freddie Jack, too. One of them is not going to be there.
They need to keep Freddie Jack, be real, over Spiller. Spiller's going to be hurt. I think Spiller's a great talent. He's a speedy dude. But I think they need to keep Freddie Jack, man.
He's like
Buffalo's
ball.
Like Gore to me. He's like a Frank Gore type. I think you know what I mean? Like,
I
think that's
Freddie
a huge
Jack.
Pickup for the Colts, too. I think that's a huge pickup for the Colts. And obviously, they think a lot of Frank Gore at his age still to give him the money that he got.
Well, they got to give Andre Johnson his money because that's who they really got.
Did they get him yet?
Yeah.
He was the one
over
I think
there.
They actually got. I don't know if they actually got Gore, but Johnson was the one
The Colts making some on the low moves. That's a good move.
The Colts are making power moves.
I think they were fine at receiver. The running back would be a better addition. Andre is good too, but I think their defense was, they got to make up for Andrew Luck's many interceptions.
Yeah, but you know what? If things hold true to what they usually do with guys like him, he's probably gonna start to cut that down some. I'm always saying that he gets a lot more credit, I feel like, sometimes than he should. But you gotta keep it real about the guy too. The guy's pretty legit, and if he cleans that up, what you're saying, he's gonna be even more dangerous. 'Cause that's really There's not a lot of things to point out, but that's the big glaring thing that you can point out about him is he turned that ball over. But if he can clean that up, boy, oh boy.
Sky's the limit, yeah, sky's the limit.
And in that division, E, in that division, I mean,
hey, hold
crazy.
On. The Texans about to be tough. They just signed Brian Hoyer.
You think
they
so?
About to be...
Hoyer, he came from where? The Browns? Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding.
Nah, I feel you.
But you
I
know what,
they
though?
Didn't get to play some
did they re-sign Mallett, too?
Yeah, they did.
They kept Mallett.
So Hoyer
yeah.
ain't got that in the bag yet, man. That's going to be – they're going to cop that out.
He ain't got it nowhere. Hoyer might be third string, shoot.
I'm wondering
Tennessee,
what that means for the Browns.
Dave Locker That's just up. Retired, too.
Yeah, but he wasn't no impact. They got they going to run with that little LSU guy. What's
yeah,
his name?
He was a Georgia Bulldogs, too. Mettenberg, yeah. He was a Georgia Bulldog first.
Yeah, but nobody cared for him in Georgia. That's why he left. But
well, he wasn't going to start over in the guy, so he had to go.
So why do you even care? Why are we even throwing in Georgia? Georgia
I'm just letting you know history, man. I'm just letting you know history, man.
Hey, come on now. We're not going to do that. Let's just – it's going to be a new season. We all looking forward to the new season and what our teams can do in the new season. Let's be glad we got a college football playoff, and let's hope that we get four more teams. There you go.
I'm not looking forward too much. I know it's not. It's going to be rough. We had our little window at Stanford. Now we
meant college football as a whole, man.
I know.
Specifically Stanford.
It's hard with your team ain't going to be there. Did you realize it ahead of time? You're like, damn, it's going to be pretty rough.
I don't know. That don't sound like the E that I know. Until it happens.
The past 4 years.
Yeah, but until it happens, until you fall off, then you don't know for sure. So, you know.
It's going to be a new season.
A new season. You don't know what can happen. You don't even know who's come in. You don't know what recruits you got. I'm telling you.
I know I got the number one recruit in the nation. He's a D tackle. He was most recruited high schooler in the nation.
No.
The number
we got
one
the
guy.
Number one at Florida. We got the number one at Florida.
Yeah? So yeah. No one knows who got the number one?
I don't believe that one.
Well,
I know the year after this year coming up, I got the most recruited quarterback out of Washington. Out of high school. He's the best quarterback out of high school, and he already committed to Georgia.
I mean, y'all going to need more than that, man. So I tell you what. When we play all in Jacksonville, you don't need much more than that, buddy.
I owe you, dog.
Oh, yeah, you owe me.
Are you actually going to call the next Tuesday?
Nah, we ain't
going to
hear from him. We ain't going to hear from me. We ain't going to hear from him.
You going to hear from me. I'll comment you.
All right. We got it on tape.
Well, that was our show. And you guys can talk about who got better next week.
We on.
And, yeah, look out for some more trades. Get at y'all. Peace.
All right. Peace.
All right.
Four strong by Jones, a snitch is in punk. Speaking on the homies, speaking on the homies, speaking on the homies.